Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Surveillance continues regarding that occurrence of a low pathogenic avian influenza in a poultry flock in Christian County. Dr. Robert Stout, state veterinarian, recaps the situation.
A flock of broiler breeders was routinely tested for avian influenza pending their movement to slaughter. And on that test, they had an antibody positive indicating the same virus, as it turned out, that has been circulating in Alabama and Tennessee. So that started our response. That flock has since been depopulated and buried, and we are in the process of doing surveillance and testing in a six-mile radius of where that farm was located in Christian County.
Dr. Stout says that particularly in the winter months when there is migration activity among wildfowl, that can occasionally lead to the spread of diseases like the low-path influenza to farm flocks.
The thinking is, Mike, actually that it did fall out of the sky. That's the current thinking, both in the Tennessee and the Alabama situation. Once that happens, then the challenge is to keep from having lateral spread, and that's where we are right now, and so far we haven't demonstrated any lateral spread from that infection.
Dr. Stout is hopeful that lack of lateral spread will continue. We'll be right back.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We ask students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
For several years now, poultry as an ag sector has led all others in Kentucky in terms of income production, so any kind of disease threat is certainly treated as a threat. What about human impact? Dr. Stout says that's a very low level of risk.
This in Kentucky is a low pathogenic avian influenza, very low risk to humans. We always take precautions to protect our workers and the farm personnel, but this virus is pretty innocuous to people. And in the low path type that we have, usually doesn't cause very much, if any, symptoms in the birds themselves. So it's picked up on the constant surveillance that the poultry industry does routinely day to day. And the real challenge is to keep the low path from mutating into the high path. That's why we are so proactive in dealing with the low path.
Producer biosecurity guidelines are online at kyagr.com. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.